Morning. Welcome to football season. We're here. You know, it's always an exciting time of year. Start training camp. You know, I thought that we've had a real productive spring with, you know, a lot of our players, a couple new coaching staff members, but kind of pulling it all together. And that's really to kind of put us in position to start camp. And, you know, we kind of get it going today with some conditioning stuff, and then you know, we're not in pads for a couple of days, and then we'll roll into them by the weekend. So, you know, good opportunity to get off to a good start, and we'll see how it goes. We obviously got a lot of work to do, and we'll just take it day by day, try to string some good days together, and see if we can get ready to, you know, go down and have good weeks against Washington and Philadelphia and into the preseason. So, from our coaching standpoint, I think it's all going to happen pretty fast. Again, the spring preparation has been a really important part of this whole process. And so now we'll take it into the next step and you know, hopefully get off to a good start here these next couple days, and then, you know, get into a good solid week of work by ourselves, and then be ready to work against you know, two quality teams, two quality organizations.
So, Bill, the players obviously reporting, the veterans reporting today. You work with them in the spring. What can you say you truly know about the team right now as you sort of start this part of the process?
Well, I mean, I think this is where we really start finding out. You know, a lot of teaching in the spring, and the evaluations will be, you know, more now. So we'll see. I think everybody's, you know, had their opportunity to participate in the spring workouts, to learn what we're doing, to get in shape, to be ready to go, and now we start competing, and we'll see how that turns out. I don't know.
Is it too early to know the condition of the team? I know you mentioned you're going to do some conditioning stuff today. Some guys have been in. Do you have
Sure. No, I mean, I think you'll find that out, you know, after a week of training camp. Start stringing some days together and, you know, see how we hold up. But, you know, we've had guys here for a couple of days, but that's not quite the full camp. So we'll see how it goes, take it day by day.
So today would be the full team conditioning run. Everyone gets a conditioning run today. Is that how?
No, we've had guys here for, you know, 3 days.
So guys have already completed it then?
The guys that have practiced have been, you know, obviously cleared to practice, and they're practicing and they're rolling, and then we have another probably half the team coming in today.
And just bookkeeping, is everybody here and accounted for, or here or accounted for?
Well, we'll find out.
Guys still rolling in.
Yeah, we haven't officially. I mean, we're, you know, going through the physicals and, you know, getting things organized and all that this morning, so. Hopefully.
With more physicals today, is it possible that you could add a couple more guys or anybody else to pump before tomorrow?
The guys that we're seeing for the first time, yeah, I don't know what their situation is, so we'll have to. It would have to be cleared by our medical department before they're allowed to participate. So that's part of what today's process is. Mm-hmm. Guys that have already been here, have already gone through that. There's another group that's going through that today.
Specifically on that, Bill, will Gronkowski, has he been here? Is that decision on him still to come in terms of whether to put him on PUP or NFI?
He's been here.
So, would it be accurate to say he won't start camp on the active PUP list?
Yeah, he would be ineligible to do that.
Because he's been here.
Right. Well, not because he's been here, because he's been cleared to play. Yeah.
Bill, with Armon Armstead's retirement, was that something that you were preparing for ahead of time before he announced, or is that something that you reacted to?
You know, Armon had a problem, had an issue come up later in the spring, and then it was resolved when it was resolved, I mean, a week ago or whenever it was. So, you know, it was a little bit of a process. But I think after all the everything had come through, that was the decision that he made. And so as that process is going on, I mean, we realized that was certainly a possibility.
Bill, sometimes as the camp begins, we've talked many times in the past, and in these settings we talk about the way things were a while back. When you reflect on it, I know it is what it is to a degree, but do you like it better now the way it is? When guys come in, they're fully ready to go, they've had an off season, you spent a fair amount of time with guys?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really matter what I think about it. It's, you know, we work within the constraints that we have, whatever the rules and opportunities are, and try to make the most of them. So that's what we've always done. That's what we'll do now.
With the rookies came in on Sunday, do you just take the time to maybe do more introductory stuff with them, or what happens with those couple days when you have them?
Well, the players that came in early were a combination of, you know, rookies and veterans, obviously quarterbacks. So it was a mixed group, but I mean, for the most part, with one or two exceptions, all those players were here in the spring. So it isn't like we're, you know, starting from scratch of, you know, here's where the field is type of thing. We're beyond that. So they're all here for a reason, for a purpose, and we tried to make the most out of those opportunities that they were here for. They're all, again, different reasons, different circumstances, but there are reasons why they were here, and that, you know, set forth in the CBA. And so we try to, again, use that time to use it productively for those players, and they're in certainly different categories, different situations.
I think Fleming missed pretty much all the spring except for mini camp. How was he done cramming, I guess, for what he missed the first, you know, during OTAs and things like that?
You talking about Corey?
Cameron.
I mean, I'm sorry, Cameron. Yeah, not Darius. Yeah.
Graduation was still late.
Cam. Yeah. You know, I think all the players are in different stages of development, and you know, Cam's a smart kid, and you know, he's picked things up quickly, but you know, started further behind because of the 2.5 weeks or whatever it was that he missed. So, you know, again, we'll try to level the playing field here in training camp so that everybody gets an opportunity to compete. The double-digit veterans and the guys who are here for the first time. And that's not going to be totally level, but it'll be hopefully on a competitively level. And we'll see how it goes. But, you know, they're here, they're working hard, and we got a long, long way to go. We'll see how much everybody improves.
Rob Gronkowski's had a lot to overcome, you know, physically the last couple of years. What have you noticed that maybe we haven't seen from behind the scenes as to how he has worked to get himself back?
You know, Rob's always worked hard. He's worked hard as a rookie. He's always worked hard. When he's here, I mean, I can't speak for what, you know, but what we've seen, he's been consistent.
How pleased are you just that he's made it to this point to be practicing at the start of camp after what he went through with the hit by Ward, you know, in the Browns game, the surgery, and then an off-season of rehab, basically?
Yeah, it's good to see all the players that are out there, and the ones that aren't out there yet that are working hard to get back. We'll look forward to seeing them as soon as they're able to participate. But we have 90 players on our roster. I mean, the ones that are out there actively participating, I'm happy to see all of them.
Bill, when you have turnover at a position, I'm thinking maybe the secondary, could have three new starters. Is that more of a challenge to all those guys at that position in training camp to coordinate better? Is it tougher when you have that much turnover for them to work and work together?
I mean, not necessarily. It could be, but it's not necessarily. I mean, again, I think a lot of that, I mean, we're certainly not anywhere near where we need to be or will be, but I'd say, you know, we've already crossed part of that bridge in the spring. You know, we had 13 practices together, and We, at this time of year, as we do in the spring, we work a lot of different people in different combinations and let the competition sort itself out. But, you know, I think that we've had good productive communication at all the positions. And there's always going to be turnover. I mean, there's turnover every year on every team. I mean, this is nothing unique. So we'll just see how it plays out. I don't think that's necessarily has to be a problem, but, you know, it could be. I mean, I don't know.
With a guy like Rob Gronk, is there anything more that you and the staff could do during the year to try to maybe preserve his health, or is that not how things work in the NFL?
I mean, the health of the team is the most important thing that we have. So that's for all 90 players now and 53 players once we have our final roster. We try to do everything we can to help all the players stay healthy and stay on the field. We do that for everybody. So every single guy, it's a consideration for all of them. Certainly Rob, but, I mean, everybody. Like, we don't single out, you know, these players and those players, it's all the players. We need all of them.
I need to change the subject to your former player, Aaron Hernandez, and those texts between you and him. Are you concerned about what's in them, and is that something you routinely?
Like, that was addressed by a lawyer last week, and I don't have any further comment on it.
Is it something you routinely do with your players, talking, texting back and forth?
I don't have any further comment on it.
Do you approach your new players any differently, given what you know now? What he allegedly did weeks before reporting for training camp a couple years ago?
No further comment. All right, thank you.